Now, today's message is called Life and Death. Life and Death. Now, life and death, it sounds like a pretty cut and dry topic. Now, I probably have told you before, you know, or you've heard this message that life and death is, you know, you might have heard this saying, it's a matter of life and death. It's a matter of life and death. Have you heard that before? Well, this is a matter of life and death. This is a matter of life and death. Now, it seems pretty cut and dry, doesn't it? Life and death. I mean, you're either alive or you're dead. You're either dead or you're alive, right? It's pretty cut and dry. But let's take a look here. Listen to what Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians. He says, "Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory?" He's talking about death having no sting, having no power, having no ability over us. So maybe there's a little bit more to life and death than we think. Now, there are people who are living, who are alive, that are dead. There are people who are living or alive that are dead. And there are people who are dead that are alive, that are living. There are also people who are living that are alive, and there are people who are dead that are truly dead. So there's a few more categories than just life or death here. Now, let's talk a little bit about that. Our greatest fear, in fact, the root of all fears, the root of every single fear that you've ever had in your life, the root of it is death. It is the ultimate fear. And it's at the root of every single fear that you've ever had about any situation or anything in your life. The root of that fear is death. Now, Paul is already talking and saying, "Oh, death, where is your sting?" He doesn't see any power in death. What that means is he's got no fear. If he truly sees that in his mind, if this is truly what he is believing, then there is no fear in his life. He doesn't have a spirit of fear. Because he already knows a secret about death. It's got no power. Death has no power over you. Now, we have to understand and know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you a little story. I love this story. And I just heard this yesterday. And it's about a man that passed away. And his widow was grieving him. And she had this amazing dream. And in this dream, she sees the man. He comes to her. He looks incredible. He's healthy. He's strong. Everything is in the best shape. He's got no injury. He's got no problems. He's got no sickness. He's even got hair. Incredible head of hair he's got, you know, which he didn't have when he was living, you know. But now he's got this incredible flowing black hair, and he looks great. And he's telling her to stop grieving, that he's okay. Stop grieving. And what we see from this, and you have had these experiences too. I know many of you have had these experiences before, where there's people that pass away and then we see them in our dreams, or we see them when we're meditating and talking to God, because once we have passed away or died and left this body, we're not dead. There's still a life. And in fact, there's still an incredible life. We were talking with Michael yesterday about his father. His father passed away 2 years ago. This guy, his father, has been having the most incredible life ever since he left this body. And he keeps coming back to tell Michael what's happening. And we saw him go through various stages. Now, at first, when he passed away, Michael was seeing him in a wheelchair, and he was seeing him sick, and he was seeing him kind of in the state that he was in when he first left the body. But then he saw him, you know, go through a period of transformation. He saw him going to parties. Suddenly, there was a period of time, like 6 months or something. Every time he saw his father in a dream or a vision, he was at some party, celebrating, having a good time. And then he went through training. He was involved in training. And so he told Michael, "I can't see you for a little while. I'm in the middle of educating and getting trained." And then once he was trained, he came back and he told Michael, "Hey, they're sending me over to the Netherlands. There's some lady over there I have to help." He's now being sent out on assignment. Those are called angels. Being sent out on assignment. So this guy, since he left this physical body, he has still been living, and he's been living life in an amazing way. because there's a lot to do once we've left this physical body. There's still a life to live. He's been learning. He's been celebrating, partying. He's been having a good time. He's going out on assignment. He's got people to help, and even came back and told Michael all about how he helped these people. And now he was seen in a police officer's uniform this last time. And what we received from God was that he was there to protect and serve. So that he's now on this mission. This is his purpose. Not that he's a police officer, but it's representative. And he's seen that he's out there working for God, protecting and serving those who believe in God and work with God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So what my point is that even after we leave this body, we're not dead. We have just shed a shell, and we have stepped out of a skin, and we have stepped into another life. Another life, an amazing life. Now, why is this important right now? Because if fear is gripping you, if you believe that death has power over you, then probably you're not truly living the life that you could live. There are people who are not living life because they're afraid. They're not living life because they think something bad is going to happen. And so as a result, they're not truly living at all, which means they're dead. And I'm going to tell you right now that there are people, and this is one of the things we've got to clarify, because a lot of people think, oh, if I go to some religion, then I'm alive, and if I don't, then I'm dead. And they kind of break it up like this. Well, I'm telling you, there are many people who go to many different religions, and I don't care what the name is, and they're dead. You're dead. Religion is dead. Religion is got no life in it. It's got no spirit in it. It's got no love in it. And it does not make you have a greater life. You are dead to it. But we've got to get this understanding that it's not about religion. Jesus was talking about it all the time. He was saying, this is not about religion because it's dead. You're dead in that. Because it puts you in this framework, it puts you under these laws, and now you go through this motion, and yet you don't feel, you don't change, you don't grow, you don't have the great life that God wants you to have. So I want you to know, it's not about religion and not being in religion that I'm talking about. It's about life and death. Now, how do we have the life? Let's read another verse here. Now, in Deuteronomy 30:19, it says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. Amen. Now, in this verse, we have life and death, but what God is saying here is you have choice. What do you want to do? Do you want to live or do you want to just go with the death thing? Which one is it? Is it the living thing or is it the death thing? Which one do you want? And I'm going to tell you, it's good to have a choice, isn't it? I'm glad we have a choice. I know what my choice is, but I don't have to make your choice. You've got to make your own choice. But we do have a choice here. And God says, I've set it before you. Let's read that again. That I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. It's a good suggestion. That both you and your descendants may live. So he's saying, look, you've got a choice, but I would suggest, my suggestion to you is choose life. But I think it's a good choice, right? Okay, so we have to start to understand and renew our mind to the fact that death has no power over us. Because as long as you're living your life thinking that death, and they say there are only, what is that saying? There's only two things that are certain in life. Is that how it goes?
Death
and taxes. Death and taxes, right? There's only two things that are really for sure in life. Death and taxes is what they say. Today we're going to change that saying. When you leave here, you're going to realize there's only one thing that's for sure in life. And it's not death. Because look right... So look right here. This is Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. Jesus is going to taste death for everyone. Now, who did he leave out there? Nobody. Everyone is everyone. Nobody gets left out. You know, everybody's got an opportunity here. So we're still talking about the choice that God gave us. We still have a choice, and it includes everybody. Nobody's left out. Now, if I go on to another verse here, this is in John chapter 8, and this is 52. And it says here, if, and this is Jesus speaking, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. We're never going to experience death. Here it says taste death, but you're never going to have to experience death. Death has no power over you. That's why Paul is saying back here in 1 Corinthians, O death, where is your sting? He already has renewed his mind to the truth that he doesn't have to taste death. See, we gotta get out of jail free card. We can bypass the death. We don't have to, we go right from life into life. That's what I'm telling you about this story about the widow that had the husband that came back. That's what I'm telling you about Michael's father. They didn't go from life into death. They went from life into life. Amen. But for us to go from life into life, we have to start living right now. We can't wait till later, because if we get used to death now, we're going to be used to death then. And so we're going to go from death into death. We want to get used to living right now. We want to get used to having a great life, an amazing life, a life of miracles and wonders, a successful life, a life where we have love and happiness in it, where we have all the things that we want, that we desire, that we are pursuing the dreams of our heart, where we're fulfilling a purpose, where we feel like we're making a difference and we're helping other people in the process. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. But that's the life. That's the life that we want to have now. Because that way we can go from life right into life. Nothing, it's seamless. We don't have to taste death. And that's the gift of what God did. See, God comes down and he walks on the earth. He fulfills all the laws. The laws are death. Why? Because they were religion. I said, there's no life in religion. And I don't care what the name of the religion is, it's dead. If you fall into a religion or fall under a religion or follow somebody who's in a religion and that's your belief, it's dead. There's no life there. There's nothing there for you. But if you walk with God and let his spirit begin to lead you and talk to you and fill you, he now takes you on the greatest adventure ever called life.
Amen.
And it's your life. It's your life. And it's not, it's unique. It's different. It's not like everybody else's life. Religion often is a cookie cutter thing. Everybody's got to fit into this box, or else you don't fit into this box, you're getting kicked out the door or something. But what God is talking about, he is talking about having a life that's unique to you. You're the only one that's going to have that life. You're the only one that's going to have those dreams. You're the only one that's going to aspire to do certain things. And his spirit on the inside will be leading and lifting and changing you to have that amazing life. And it will be unique. It'll be individual. And it'll be only you. You and only you. Because that's how he created you to have it. So we don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear death because it has no power over us anymore. God gave us a pass that when we believe him, when we believe that he wants us to have that unique life, that amazing life, we now can live. We are now free from religion. We are free from the laws that hang over our head and say, don't do this, don't do that. We are free from that to live the what God created us to be. God created you from the foundation of the world, even before your parents were born. He had already had a plan for you from the foundation of the world. The plan was there for you to have an amazing life. It was waiting for you for the moment that you were conceived, and then you came into existence. The plan was already there for you to have an incredible life, a life of miracles and wonders. And all we have to do is choose it. I put before you life and death, God says. What do you want to choose? And he is saying, in another sense, he is saying, you got before you religion and you got spirituality. What do you want to choose? Because it's the spirit that brings life. If we go down a little further, we'll see that. Now here in John 8, it says, John 8, verse 52. If anyone, this is Jesus speaking, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. All right, so we got that one already. In Romans, it says, this is Paul speaking again in Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So check that out. So to be carnally minded, that means just thinking about the physical, just thinking about physical existence, only consumed in the physical life. There's more to life than that. I'm talking about this whole other life. I'm talking about these guys who pass from life into life. They know there's something greater. We have both a physical body and we have a spiritual body. Your spiritual body is already working and alive inside of you, even though you're in the physical body. We've got to break the illusion that stops us from seeing what is happening with the spiritual. Because our spiritual self is far greater, far more powerful, far more successful than our physical can ever be. If we give the spiritual the authority and the power, our spiritual body, if we give it that power, then it'll be able to carry our physical body to greater heights, to do greater things in our life. It will be the power that propels us. Our physical gets tired. We need to sleep. We need to rest. Our spiritual just keeps getting the flow of love from God continuously into it. It has more power and strength and ability than you can imagine. And it's inside of you, and it belongs to you, and it's a part of you, and it's the gift of God. But we have to open our minds so that we can see it, so that we can live that way, so that we can live far higher. And I'm talking about living in the physical existence, but at a far higher level, because we have the spiritual fueling us and leading us in a greater way. Jesus says in 10:10, John 10:10, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly.
Amen.
This is the whole reason why God comes and walks on the earth. He wants you to choose life. He's doing everything. He's already suggested earlier in Deuteronomy. He was saying, gee, I'll give you life and death. I'd say choose life. He's now trying to do everything he can to help you make that choice. It's a clear choice. It's an easy choice. It sets us free from every single fear, because death is the root of all fears. And if you know that you will never taste death, if your mind begins to truly have revelation on that and understand that, you will have no fear. You know somebody who lives without fear? Can you imagine being the person who lives without fear? If you live without fear, you live without limitations. There is nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing that can stop you. There is nothing that can hold you back. If you knew that, if you knew that without a doubt, if your mind gets a revelation that death has no power over you, you will never taste it. Because God tasted it for you. God gave you a pass so that you would go from life into life.
Amen.
And just keep living life in a greater and greater way. That's what God has done for you. And if you start to understand that and get a revelation of it, now there's nothing that can stop you or hold you back. Now there is nothing that you can't do. Now the power that's inside of you can really begin to roll. Because what happens when we have fear, we go back and forth. Okay, I've got a sound mind. Uh-oh, I'm afraid. I got a sound mind. Uh-oh, I'm afraid. Okay, I got all power. No, I'm afraid. And so you do this shifting back and forth, and you're trying to convince yourself, I've got power. But in the back of your mind, you're going, there's a little voice going, I got fear. Right? If we can eradicate that by understanding that the root of all fears is death, and death has no power over you, then you've got nothing that stops you, and there's no little voice that can say that there is fear there, because you know that's not true. You know that there's only life, which means you've got all power and all authority to live the life more abundant that Jesus is talking about that he came to give you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So we need that insight. We need that insight into that way. Now, it says here in Proverbs 18:21. I'm giving you a lot of verses today, but all these verses are basically stacking up to the same thing. So we're not going from one subject to another. We're still talking about what God is trying to give us. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, "Death and life." Now, this is getting interesting, because we're trying to see, how can I live that life? Because I'm sure already, as I've been talking, most of you have already chosen and said, I want to have that life, Ted. I want to have that life where there's no fear. I want to have that life where there's no limitation. I want to have that life, Ted. That's the life more abundance for me, right? Have you already made that choice? I hope so. So here it starts to talk about the how. How do we do that? Now, it says in Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. There's a clue there. There's a clue there. It's very clear. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's talking about what I say, what I proclaim over my life. I already was touching on this earlier when you're writing out your connection cards. If you're already saying, oh man, I am having such a difficult time here. Things are so hard. Nothing ever goes right for me. Everything I do just seems to collapse and I have no success at all. What is my tongue doing to me? My tongue is speaking defeat over my life. My tongue is speaking death over my life. And I need my tongue to speak life over my life. If my tongue can proclaim it, and what God is getting at here is that the words that we're using have power. And they have the power to create. And this is how God created. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light." He said that. And he didn't say, "Oh, gee, it's really dark." Because what would happen if creation said, "Let it, you know, boy, it's really dark," then it would have stayed dark. See, the power is in the tongue. He said, "Let there be light," because what he wanted to create was light. You are co-creators with Christ, is what it says in the Word. Co-creators. That means God didn't want you to be a little peon in a box doing nothing. He wants you to be creating. He wants you to be growing in your life. He wants you to be creating amazing things, relationships, businesses, you know, success. He wants you to, that's what he wants you to do. So he made you a co-creator, not a robot. And as a co-creator, he's now saying, if you want that life, the power is in the tongue. Now, if the power is in my tongue, what does my tongue need to be saying if I'm going to be creating life? How am I going to do that? Well, let's go a little further because I think we got some more clues here. We now know because we can be speaking, you hear a lot of people speaking defeat over their life, or death over their life is another way to say that. Their tongue is a lethal weapon. I suggested last week, put some duct tape on your mouth. You know, if that's your problem, duct tape it. You know, it might be the right way to go. At least for a little while. But if we can renew our minds, and if we can renew our minds and get the Word of God, and now we can start to speak life. Because here, look at this. In John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Here's the Word. Now, we want to know what kind of words we're going to speak. Because here he's talking about the Word. This is the Word of God. But it became flesh. So it's talking about Jesus. It means God manifested in the flesh, in the physical body. And now he is speaking these words. And let's go down to the next verse. Because here's what the Jesus, who was the Word made flesh. This is God's Word made flesh. Look what he says. John 6:63. "It is the Spirit who gives life." Now, we've already been touching on this. It's the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. "The words that I speak to you are Spirit, and they are life." Jesus is saying, the words that I'm speaking to you are Spirit, and they are life. And he is saying, it is the Spirit. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. So if we want to have life, we want to have the Spirit. The Spirit of God on the inside, so that we have that power flowing through us, the power of love. If we want that, we want, because we want these words too, we can speak the same words that Jesus said. See, his words were Spirit because he's speaking the words of truth. He is speaking the words of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is it's not a place. It's a system that God has used to bring into your life so you have the system. When you understand how the system works, you begin to use the system to receive everything you want, to have an amazing life, to overcome all obstacles and barriers. The system is set up for you that when you work in accordance with it, along with it, that now life is easy. Say amen to that. Yeah. Life is easy. When we have that. So, it's getting kind of deep here, so let me just kind of clarify for you what's going on. So the word of God is Spirit. It is the Spirit. Did you get revelation on that this week? Because we had that verse where his word is Spirit and life. If you want life, You need that word of God on the inside. Why? Because the word, if the word I'm saying is my life is crappy, that's not the, remember, the power is in my tongue. That's not the word I want to be saying. What God has been saying to us, he says, I want you to live an abundant life, a life more abundant. That's his will for you. That's his thought for you. That's his promise for you. And if the power is in my tongue, then I need my tongue to say what he's saying. If I can get my tongue every day to be speaking what he's saying, now I've got the power of what? Well, Jesus said it here. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. So if I'm speaking the words of God, then I'm speaking the words that create life. This is the formula right here. If I can get my tongue, now to do that, to get my tongue to do that, I have to have my mind believing what God is saying, not believing what society or religion is saying. I have to renew that mind. Now, if I can do that, though, when I speak those words, they're the words of truth, they're the words of life. And they will prosper, they will multiply, they will grow, they will increase. There is nothing that can stop them from coming into my life. If I let my tongue speak the word, which is the word of God, which are the same words that Jesus was speaking. Remember, Jesus is the word made flesh. So he is the word of God. And that's why everything that came out of him was the word of God. It was spirit. When we believe that God came down on the earth and freed us from religion and freed us from death, when we believe that, now we can start to speak the words of life, because all our job is to do is to believe. Once we believe it, now our tongue, if we truly believe it, our tongue won't say anything but words of life. Our tongue will only say that we have a great life, that we have a successful life, that we have an amazing life, that there's no obstacle that can stand against me, that I got power and authority over all things. That's what you will be speaking when you renew that mind and know that the word of God is what's flowing off your tongue. That's the amazing thing. It says here in Romans 8:10, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. So it's no longer, now what that's saying is it's saying priorities have changed. The carnal is no longer in charge, or the physical is no longer in charge. Now that spiritual part of you is got the authority and in charge. The body's not dead yet. The body's still living, but the spirit has the authority. Your spirit within you has the authority. It's far greater. It's far stronger. If the spirit in you has got the power, now it's going to be working through this body in this life right here out there, that when you're out there working and walking and talking and visiting your friends, it's going to be working through this body right now to manifest everything you need. Everything you need was already given. Remember, you have plenty of everything because God gave you everything. What did I leave out when I said everything?
Nothing.
He's given you everything. And everybody is included in this. There's nobody that's excluded from this. We just have to believe what God has provided for us. Now, once we start to believe that and walk in this new way, letting our tongue speak life, it manifests. In other words, we receive what God has already given. It comes into fruition, into existence, and it comes very quick, very quick. It happens immediately. Say immediately.
Immediately.
It happens immediately in your life. And this is the power that we have. So this message is about life and death. And we have to know that death has no power over us, so our only choice is life. And when we choose life, we have victory. Because as Paul was writing, oh death, where is your sting? In other words, death, you've got no power over me, because I've got victory. I've got life. And in everything I do and in every way, I am successful at all times and all ways. You are successful at all times and all ways. You have victory over all things. Your tongue speaks what?
Life.
The words of life. They speak spirit. And every time you're letting the spirit speak through you, you are speaking the words of life. You are speaking spirit, and it will manifest in your life immediately. Say amen to that.
Amen.